Hello, this is Mashauna from AstrologyAnswers.com Customer Service Department. How can I assist you?
Hi, Shauna.
Hello.
I just ordered up a 3-month astrology reading, and then I've listened to the video offering more help, and it's quite delightful. However, I'm not going to buy it because I can't afford the $197 right now.
Okay.
But the way the refusal is worded is so unfair and so negative. I just thought I'd tell you guys something about it. It's not that, no, I don't want to work one-on-one with you guys. It's that I don't feel like I can afford it at this time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a decision that I've made, you know, with some consideration. But, you know, it's not like I don't trust you guys, or, but the way it's worded is just not the way I feel. And I
mm-hmm.
just don't think it's fairly worded. So you guys might be a little more sensitive to those of us who would like to do more but are unable to at this time in our lives. Now, I am seeking some guidance by spending $37-some to get this, but at this time, I don't feel like I can afford more.
Okay, can I have your first and last name to refund that order for you?
Why do you want to find the order? I've submitted it.
You said you didn't want it anymore. Would you like for me to refund it, or did you
no.
want to keep it? Or you just
no.
want to submit
I
a,
want my reading. It's just that when you order the reading on the web page, I'm assuming this is Dawn. She's a lovely lady, beautifully dressed, very nice, and she gives a presentation about this bonus that you can get for 12 readings and access to other stuff. Now, I don't feel like I can afford the $197 on top of the $37 I'm already paying. I'm just telling you, as someone, or if you wish, let me speak to your supervisor. Should
we don't
I speak
have
to somebody?
A supervisor for this
okay.
line.
Okay, so I'm assuming that you're a sensitive person. Maybe you have some empathic qualities, but you're involved in an organization that has to do with astrology and reading and sensitivity. And I'm just saying that the way your website has the refusal, the no, thank you, I do not want this, is it's worded in a very negative framework, which does not speak for me. That's all I'm saying, is that I feel like you guys, in the business you're in, could find a more generous way to word your refusal instead of making it sound the way it does. It
okay,
is
I'll submit
worded
a
very
question form to them and let them know your
just
feedback.
Just let them know, okay,
yes.
that you guys have run into a very sensitive person who loves words and finds that the way you have worded the refusal does not speak kindly. And I would like for it to be worded in a kinder, more empathetic way. But I am looking forward to my 3-month reading. I don't want to cancel that. I want to see what you guys can do.
Okay, I'll let them know. Can I have your first and last name to let them know this feedback?
My first name is Margaret, and my second name is Story, Story.
And is your first name spelled Margaret?
No, it's spelled Margaret.
Okay.
The
and
classical way of spelling Margaret. Yeah, Margaret.
Okay.
It's an odd name, actually.
And it's funny because I also, I always get a lot of Margaret customers, and I always try to spell it the correct way, either other way, and I always get the person that's named is spelled the other way.
Yeah.
Always try. Let me see. And a good email address for you?
Magitas, M-A-G-I-T-A-S, 2020, at gmail.com. And I'm very much looking forward to my report. I have a lot of friends that are astrologers. I've never really studied astrology, but I've been around it for 40-some years.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this gal, Dawn. I like her energy. And so I'm really looking forward to see what she has to say.
Okay. I have submitted that feedback for you, and they should be getting back to you on that to let you know everything about it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling AstrologyAnswers.com, and you have a great day also.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.